In this week's parsha, Parshas Bashalach, we know that Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim. They travel a distance of 3 days until Paro changes his mind and chases after them. Paro catches up to them when they are at the Yam Suf. Here we have Klal Yisrael, just left Mitzrayim. They're standing there. They have the Yam Suf in front of them. They have the Mitzrayim behind them. The Pasuk says, Vayiru Me'od. They were very, very frightened. Vayitaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, and they cried out to Hashem. They davened. Rashi says, Vayitaku, tafsu umnas avosam. They grabbed on to the trade of their forefathers. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov davened. So too here Klal Yisrael davened. The question is, what's Chazal trying to add when they tell us that Klal Yisrael grabbed on to the trade of the Avos? What does that have to do with us here? So there's a halacha that says, a behema, a land mammal that dies, we know his body is metame, gives off tuma. However, a sea creature, like a fish, who dies, the dead body is not metame. So in Seder Tyros, there's a Mishnah that talks about a certain animal called the Kelev Yam. What's special about this Kelev Yam? Well, this Kelev Yam is unique. It has features of a land animal as well as features of a sea creature. So the question is, what's its status? When this Kelev Yam dies, is his dead body metame like a land animal or not metame like a sea creature? The Tanaim have a discussion, and one of the Tanaim says, if you would like to determine the essence of the Kelev Yam, watch it at a time of danger. When it is in a matzav of real danger, where does it run to? If it runs to the land, its essence is a land animal. If it runs to the sea, its essence is a sea creature. We can take this idea and apply it to Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us they were on Memtes Shari Tuma. They were not holding on a very high level of Ruchnias. Not only that, but at this very moment of Kriyas Yam Suf, the Malachim turned to Hashem and said, why does Klal Yisrael deserve this nes to be saved? Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah? The Mitzrim are Ovdei Avodah Zarah? The halalu of the Avodah Zarah, and so were the Yidden of the Avodah Zarah. We're talking about a nation here who was Amem Tashari Tuma, who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Now let's take this rule and apply it to Klal Yisrael. How can we see their essence? What was the essence of Klal Yisrael? Though they may have some features of Ovdei Hashem, they may also, unfortunately, have features of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But what's their essence? Let's watch what they do at a time of danger. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayiru Me'od. They were very frightened. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. What was their reaction? Their reaction was to run to Hashem. They daven to Hashem. Tafsu umnas avosam. They grabbed on, they linked themselves, they connected to the family business of davening. This showed their true essence and where they were really, their core essential essence of where they were holding. Sometimes in our own lives, we might question our Avodas Hashem. My tefillos, they're not the way they should be. Lashon Hara, can't say I never talk. Some of my clothing maybe don't conform perfectly to the halachos of Tznius. I sometimes get angry. I might feel jealous. How do I show my essence? How do I know and determine what my true essence is? Well, what do I do at a time of tsar, at a time of danger? Do I run to my Sefer Tehillim and daven to Hashem? Then I am showing what my essence is. Have a good Shabbos.